Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawati Islami, and these are the headlines.
میں تمام سوگوار تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقی.
Amir al-Sunnat offers dua for the forgiveness of the deceased, pays condolences to the bereaved families of the departed, urges them to be patient, presents Madani pearls. The successor of Amir al-Sunnah's tour to Africa to promote and spread the religion. Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani inaugurates a new branch of Jamiat Madina in Chanika. The successor of Amir al-Sunnah teaches a lesson from a curriculum book to the students, offers dua, meets with the devotees Rasul at their houses, presents the invitation towards righteousness, offers dua. A meeting is held for Finance Department and Sacrificial Hides Department at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat reviews the performance. Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari also sets future goals for the departments. Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Ali Attari visits a Jamiat Madina in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Rukneshura delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students of Jamiat Madina. Haji Muhammad Ali Attari gives motivation to take part in religious activities. The devotees Rasul arrive in Karachi from Lahore. The Islamic Brothers attend the Madani Muzakara and a special Madani Muzakara. Rukneshura Haji Yafur Raza Tari makes arrangements for a special train for the Islamic Brothers. Haji Fuzail Raza Tari pays condolences to Muballigh Daud Islami upon the death of his brother. Offers dua for the elevation of ranks for the departed. Urges him to be patient. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Sulaiman Razavi Muddasilul Ali from Rawalpindi visits the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina. The representative gives them a tour of various departments. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Sulaiman Razavi praises the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami. The invitation towards righteousness is presented at various places in France, Holland, and Greece. Personalities related with various walks of life and other devotees of Rasul participate. Muballigheen Dawat-e-Islami motivate the participants to serve the religion.
We welcome our viewers to Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details. And first of all, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnat, in which he paid condolences upon the death of the devotees of Rasul.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين. دنیا ہمیشہ کے لیے نہیں ہے. حضرت سیدنا عمر بن عبدالعزیز رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے خطبہ دیتے ہوئے ارشاد فرمایا, دنیا ہمیشہ رہنے کی جگہ نہیں ہے. اللہ پاک نے اس کا فنا یعنی ختم ہونا لکھ دیا ہے, اور اس کے مکینوں یعنی اس پہ رہنے والوں کا یہاں سے روانہ ہونا وہ قدر فرما دیا ہے. یعنی یہ طے ہے کہ یہاں سے یہ دنیا میں رہنے والے چلے جائیں گے. کتنی مضبوط آبادیاں تھوڑے عرصے میں برباد ہو جاتی ہیں, اور کتنی خوشحال لوگ یہاں سے کوچ کر جاتے ہیں, یعنی موت کے گھاٹ اتر جاتے ہیں. اللہ پاک تم پر رحم کرے. دنیا سے جو بھی اچھا سامان سفر میسر آئے, یعنی نیکیاں ساتھ لے لو. بے شک بہترین زاد راہ تقویٰ ہے. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. میں تمام سوگوار و تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اے اللہ پاک ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما. بجائے خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. تمام سوگوار صبر و ہمت سے کام لے. اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت سے مایوس نہ ہو, اللہ کریم کی رضا پر راضی رہے, نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے, گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے, دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے. ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال صاحب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجیے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجیے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
The successor of Amiri Ahlus-Sunnah's tour to Africa for promoting and spreading the religion, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani inaugurated a new branch of Jamiatul Madina in Chennika. The successor of Amiri Ahlus-Sunnah taught a lesson to the students from a curriculum book and offered dua. He also met with the devotees of Rasool at their houses, presented the invitation towards righteousness and offered dua. Let's learn more in this report by Muhammad Tariq Tari Madani.
The beloved son of Amiri Ahlus-Sunnah is on a tour of African countries to spread the religion Islam, during which he inaugurated a new branch of Jamiatul Madina in Chennika on the outskirts of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. A ceremony was held on this occasion in which the beloved son of Amiri Ahlus-Sunnah, local representatives, personalities and devotees of Rasul were also present. Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani also taught a basic lesson from a textbook to the students of Jamiatul Madina on this occasion and blessed them with prayers. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited.
سلامت تجھ پر ہو رب کی رحمت. اے جانشین امیر اہل سنت, اے جانشین امیر اہل سنت.
On the other hand, the beloved son of Amiri Ahlus-Sunnah visited the houses of the personalities related with various walks of life and a factory, during which Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani presented the invitation towards righteousness. Moreover, a meeting was also held.
At Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad, meetings were held for the representatives of Finance Department and Sacrificial Hides Department. The previous performance of both departments was reviewed. Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari provided guidance to the Islamic Brothers and set future goals.
A meeting was held for the representatives of Finance Department at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Faisalabad, in which the head of Majlis Pakistan, HODs and other finance representatives participated. Rukne Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviewed the past performance of the department, and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat said goals to further increase the performance of the departments. A meeting was held for the representatives of Hides Department of Dawat Islami at Faizan-e-Madina in Faisalabad, in which the head of Majlis Pakistan of Hides Department, HODs and other representatives participated. Rukne Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviewed the past performance of the department and the arrangements of Hides warehouses. A discussion was also held regarding improving the arrangements in the Hides warehouses and to give maximum facilities to the workers there.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's now move towards Bangladesh, where Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Ali Attari visited a Jamiatul Madina in Dhaka. On this occasion, Rukne Shura delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students and motivated them to take part in religious activities. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Ali Attari visited the Madani Markaz Fazan Medina, Dhaka, Bangladesh, where Rukneshwar delivered a sunnah inspired bayan amongst the students of Jamiat Medina. On this occasion, the member of International Affairs Department and representatives of Jamiat Medina and teachers were also present. During the bayan, Rukneshwar motivated the students to focus on their studies and adorn their ethics. On this occasion, Rukneshwar told the students about the importance of time and motivated them to schedule their lives and spend time in studies and 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami.
The devotees of Rasul arrived in Karachi from Lahore. The Islamic brothers attended the Madani Muzakra and a special Madani Muzakra. Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azad Tari made arrangements for a special train for the Islamic brothers.
Trains are booked for various cities to travel in Madani Kaflas under Dawat Islami. With respect to this, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azad Tari visited railway headquarters Lahore and made special arrangements for traveling to Karachi. With respect to this, the railway officers had the honor of meeting with Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azad Tari. The devotees of Rasul and students of Jamiat Madina reached Karachi and attended weekly Madani Muzakra and special Madani Muzakra at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan Madina. Amir al-Sunnat met with the devotees of Rasul and motivated them to spread religion.
Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Fuzail Raza Tari visited the office of Muballigh Dawat Islami Akram Attari and paid condolences upon the death of his brother Muhammad Miraj Attari. He offered dua for forgiveness, urged him to be patient, and motivated him to donate verses to his brother. The director of Jamia Anwar-e-Raza in Rawalpindi and a student of Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Suleiman Razavi, along with a delegation, visited the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi. The representative gave him a tour of various departments and informed him about the religious activities.
فارس رسول اللہ کے ہمارے علماء
The head of Jamia Anwar-e-Raza in Rawalpindi and a student of Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Suleiman Razavi Muddasilul Ali, along with the delegation, visited the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina. The representative Islamic Brothers showed them Faizan Online Academy, Islamic Research Center, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya Translation Department, Madani Channel, as well as other departments, upon which Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Suleiman Razavi Muddasilul Ali expressed his views.
سمجھنے کا شرف حاصل ہوا اور میں نے لاکھوں کتابوں کا ذخیرہ جمالی طور پر میں نے دیکھ کر میں اتنا خوش ہوا کہ دنیا میں اب بھی ایسے لوگ ہیں جو دین کا کام کرنے میں انتہائی نمایاں بس اتنا آیا ہے میرا جی چاہتا ہے کہ میں گھر پہنچ کر آرام سے جو کچھ میں نے دیکھا ہے اسے
Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Suleiman Razavi Muddasilul Ali appreciated Amir al-Sunnat and religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
At the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi, the invitation towards righteousness was presented by Professionals Department to the devotees of Rasul. The head of the Department Pakistan delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated them to work for the religion in their respective fields.
Daawat Islami hai, ye daawat Islami hai. Daawat Islami hai, ye daawat Islami hai.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented amongst the devotees of Rasul at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina under Professionals Department of Dawat Islami, in which IT professionals, engineers, people related with corporate sector, finance officers, teachers, as well as other Islamic brothers and representatives were also present. Muballigh Dawat Islami and head of Majlis Pakistan delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the Islamic brothers and motivated them to carry out religious activities within their departments. With respect to this, the head of Majlis Pakistan told Madani News.
IT wale engineers, کارپوریٹ سیکٹر فائنانس آفیسرز اور دیگر پروفیشنلز تشریف لائے ٹیچرز کی بھی ایک بڑی تعداد یہاں پر موجود تھی الحمدللہ یہاں پر کس انداز سے ہم اپنے آفس میں اپنی فرم اپنی کمپنی میں ہم دین کا کام کر سکتے ہیں اس حوالے سے گفتگو ہوئی ہاؤ ٹو بی اے گڈ پریچر کس طریقے سے اپنے کنڈکٹ کو اپنے اخلاق کو ہم نے سنوارنا ہے کہ ہم زیادہ بہتر انداز سے دین کی دعوت اپنے کلچر میں اپنے آفس وغیرہ میں دے سکیں.
In the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, the head of Majlis Pakistan offered dua.
Alhamdulillah, as the non-disabled devotees of Rasool are traveling in Madani kaflas under Dawat Islami, similarly, speech, vision and hearing impaired Islamic brothers also spreading the sunan in Madani kaflas under a special person's department of Dawat Islami. A Madani kafla is traveling to various areas of Kashmir from Faisalabad division. Besides this, the devotees of Rasool set out in 3-day and 12-day Madani kaflas from Faizan-e-Madina Multan. As well, let's tell you more in this Madani news.
The people with disabilities traveled in 1 month Madani kafla from Faisalabad under a special persons department and reached Kashmir. The special Islamic brothers are taught sunan, supplications and etiquettes in sign language. During Madani kafla, the special Islamic brothers presented the invitation towards righteousness at various shops and motivated the Islamic brothers to offer salah. On the other hand, the people related with various walks of life departed in 3-day and 12-day Madani kafla from Multan, in which the representative Islamic brother was also present. Before the departure, guidance was provided to the Islamic brothers at Darus Sunnah in Faizan-e-Madina Multan. Moreover, the etiquettes of Madani kafla were taught. The devotees of Madani kafla expressed good intentions and shared their views with Madani News.
اور اپنے دینی معاملات پر عمل کرنے کی استقامت اور حکمتیں عطا فرمائیں.
سیکھنے کی نیت سے سفر کر رہے ہیں تو اللہ پاک ہمیں اس پر استقامت دے تاکہ ہم آگے لوگوں کو یہ دین اسلام جیسے سے سیکھیں, آگے لوگوں کو سکھا پائیں.
اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہم سب کو 12 ماہ کے 1 ماہ کے 12 دن کے 3 دن کے مدنی قافلوں میں سفر کرتے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
The devotees of Rasool will present the invitation towards righteousness in different cities and will learn sunan, etiquettes and supplications.
Let's give you some news from Greece, France and Holland, Europe, where the invitation towards righteousness was presented by Dawat Islami in various cities. Let's tell you more in this Madani news.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented in an area of Athens, Greece, in which the Islamic brothers from various areas were also present. The head of Greece Kabina motivated the participants to read and fill the booklet of pious deeds given by Amir al-Sunnat and motivated them to lead their lives according to it. On this occasion, the booklets were distributed amongst the Islamic brothers. The invitation towards righteousness was also presented in an area of Paris, France, in which the Islamic brothers related with various walks of life participated. The participants were motivated to take practical part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. In Holland, the invitation towards righteousness was also presented amongst the Islamic brothers and devotees of Rasool at the Madi Americas Faizan-e-Madina in The Hague and at Faridul Islam Masjid in Amsterdam, in which the head of Holland Kabina and Mubalighe Dawat Islami motivated the Islamic brothers to do religious courses under Dawat Islami and present the invitation towards righteousness.
In the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various people suffering from illnesses. He offered dua for their recovery and presented Madani pearls as well.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين گناہوں کو دور کرنے والی بیماری. حضرت سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں بخار کا ذکر ہوا تو ایک شخص نے اس سے یعنی بخار کو برا کہا. نبی رحمت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا اسے برا مت کہو, یہ تو گناہوں کو ایسے دور کرتا ہے جیسے بھٹی لوہے کے میل کو. حضرت الحاج مفتی احمد یار خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اس حدیث پاک کے تحت لکھتے ہیں دوسری بیماریاں مخصوص اعضاء کے گناہ دور کرتی ہیں مگر بخار سارے جسم کے گناہ, کیونکہ یہ رگ میں چڑھتا ہے. اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ رب کی بھیجی بیماریوں کو برا کہنا سخت جرم ہے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. یا اللہ پاک نے صحتوں, راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضتوں, دینی خدمتوں اور سنتوں بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرما.
اللہم آمین.
یا اللہ پاک یہ بیماری, یہ تکلیف, یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ, ترقی درجات کا باعث, جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخل ہے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے.
اللهم آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لاباس طہور انشاء اللہ لاباس طہور انشاء اللہ لاباس طہور انشاء اللہ. گھبرائیے نہیں, یہ بیماری انشاء اللہ الکریم گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی. ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں. یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجیے, اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجیے. انشاء اللہ الکریم صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی. شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے, یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے. اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے. گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں, گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے, دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of Pious Deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous new visit, dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity. Yeah.